Hi, I'm Manish Jaiswal. I'm a Principal Software Engineering Manager on the Managed Languages team. In this video, I'm going to show you some of the enhancements that we have been making in the unit testing experiences in Visual Studio. First, I'll show you some of the performance improvements that we have made, and then I'll demonstrate the real-time test discovery, which is a brand new feature, and then I'll end with showing some of the improvements we have done in live unit testing. So without much ado, let me play a video which shows two instances of VS running side by side and opening the same solution which contains 10,000 XUnit tests. On the left, you see Visual Studio 2017 15.4 release, and on the right is Preview 2 of 15.5. Both are opening the same solution, and you will notice that Preview 2 discovers all the tests in a matter of seconds, whereas it takes more than a minute for 15.4 release to discover the same set of tests. In addition to improving the discovery performance, we have also improved the execution performance of tests in 15.5, but I'm not showing those to you here to keep this video short and sweet. Now let's talk about real-time test discovery, which is a brand new feature that we are shipping behind a feature flag in VS 2017 Update 5. Please refer to this fantastic blog post by our PM Kendra Heavens to know all about real-time test discovery and how to turn it on. To demonstrate real-time test discovery in action, let me open a very simple .NET Core 2.0 application called Bike Training. This is a very simple app, and it lets the user tweet details about their workouts. When I open the app, you see a file athlete.cs, which is on the left, and then a file testathlete.cs, which is on the right. As soon as I open the app, you will notice that all the tests in this particular solution get discovered pretty quickly. Now let me go ahead and add a test to this solution. I'm going to uncomment these lines, which adds a test, and you would notice that a new test gets added to the Test Explorer window. When I go back and comment this test out again, you would notice that this test disappears from the Test Explorer window. Note that it did not require me to build the solution or the project to discover the tests. This is real-time test discovery in action. Now I'm moving on to live unit testing. You would notice there is a golden info bar here at the top. This tells me that live unit testing is available for this solution. Let me go ahead and start live unit testing. Live unit testing is a feature that lets you run the test automatically in the background as you are editing the code. It only runs the tests that are impacted by your edits. Once it runs the tests, it shows icons on the left margin. A green check mark indicates that all tests covering this line are passing. A red cross indicates that at least one of the tests covering this line is failing. And a blue dash indicates that this particular line is not covered by any test. You can click on the icons to see which tests are covering this line, and you can also see their results. You can also run and debug tests from this pop-out menu. Now you would notice that I have a test which is failing. Now suppose I want to fix this test at this point of time, but I don't want all the other tests to be running while I'm fixing this test. To do that, I can right-click on the test, go to Live Unit Testing menu, and then say exclude all but this specific test. This excludes all the tests from Live Unit Testing except the one I was on. As you would notice, this test is excluded, indicated by an empty beaker. The test I was on is included, as indicated by a half-filled beaker. Now I can go ahead and fix my test. I happen to know that if I change the workout count from 2 to 3, this test is going to pass. I make the change, live unit testing picks it up, builds, runs the test, and bingo, my test is passing. And you see the green check marks on the lines which this test was covering. Now that I have fixed my test, I can go back to Solution Explorer, right click, go to Live Unit Testing menu, and say Include. This will include all the tests in the solution back into Live Unit Testing. We have also integrated Live Unit Testing with Task Notification Center, which is the small icon you see at the lower left corner of Visual Studio window. This shows all the long-running background tasks. Whenever live unit testing takes 5 seconds or more to complete any task, we send a notification to Task Notification Center. Let me go ahead and add a delay of 10 seconds to this test so that it becomes a long-running test. I make the change, live unit testing picks it up, and it's processing it, and you can click the Task Notification Center to see what it's doing. It's running tests. It will take 10 seconds or a little more than that, run the test, and now the test run has completed. Since this is a long-running test, you probably don't want to run this test all the time with live unit testing. We have introduced a category called Skip When Live Unit Testing that you can add to the test to skip it from live unit testing. I add this category to this test, and now you would notice that this particular test is skipped from live unit testing. You can go ahead and check in this code into Source Depot, and all the other developers on your team will not be running this particular long-running test when they turn live unit testing on their machines. We have also been working to improve the startup perf of live unit testing. To demonstrate that, let me go ahead and stop live unit testing. Then I'm going to start it back up. And this time you would notice that live unit testing starts almost instantaneously. This is because we persist all the live unit testing data when the live unit testing is stopped, and we reuse it when it started next time on the same solution. Please try this new features and send us your feedback. Thanks for watching, and we hope that you have a wonderful time unit testing your code in Visual Studio.